Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I feel much better than Monday.
You look better. You
Yeah.
sound like you feel better than
Yeah,
on
right.
Monday. Yes, very good. So,
Yeah.
do you think you just had like a little virus or something?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm so tired today. All I want to do is take a nap.
Oh.
I do. I went to bed at like 4 this morning, and
Oh.
Kaylin woke me up at 6:30 this morning.
No.
Ooh. I wanted to beat her up. I was like, shut up and let me sleep. She's like, wake up, wake up, and poking me in the face. I'm just like,
Oh
yeah, she gets on my nerves. I really need to sleep, but she won't let me. Okay, so where are we on a cashless society? Do you remember?
wait.
Juhei says, I don't want to do that.
My face said.
She said, let's just free talk and forget that other junk. Let me see if I can even find it. I don't even know where it's
Yeah,
at.
we were already finished this chapter.
Oh man, we did. Oh no. So we finished the cashless society. Are we in leadership and management?
Just finished, not the next chapter.
Okay, so tell me where are we on number 4?
Number 4? You mean lesson 4?
You tell me which lesson we're in, because I can't remember.
Oh, we didn't start.
We did not start.
Yep, just finished.
Okay. Which one did we finish?
Cashier's Society.
Okay. Did we do lesson 2?
No.
Okay, that's where we'll start then. Oh no. I don't like this one. Okay.
Oh.
But I really hate lesson number 1. I hate that lesson.
Oh, Brexit and mean and the meaning.
Yeah, it's so stupid. They're asking like stupid questions like, do you know how many percentage this that, and I'm like, it says, do not read the article yet, but can you tell us what the percentage is for the company, blah blah blah, and I'm like, if I don't read the information, how am I gonna know? I'm just gonna pull it out of the air and it'll be correct. Because I'm just smart that way. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
No.
Okay, so let me find my papers. If I can
Okay.
find my papers. I hope I can find them. Maybe. Oh no. Let me see here.
Do you like watching animations of Pixar or Disney?
Love it.
Ooh.
I
I
do.
watched two animations yesterday.
Which ones did you watch?
Moana.
Love
Ooh.
Moana. Do you know The Rock is Moana?
Rock?
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Ah, yes.
He is so handsome. In his own way, yes. He has a beautiful
Yeah.
smile. Yes, he does.
Right.
I haven't seen that in a long time. It's been many, many, like maybe 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, right.
And then there's a new one here. What's it called? The superheroes.
Incredible.
Yes, I
Yeah.
love them. I've been
Did you
waiting.
watch that?
Not yet. I'm hoping that I get to go this weekend.
Oh.
I want to see it. I love the Incredibles. They're so funny.
Ooh.
So what
Yep.
else did you watch?
Up.
I cried.
Yeah, and I fell in love with Russell.
Me too. Me too. I cried though when he lost his woman when she died.
Oh, his house or yeah.
His wife, when. It was so sad. Very
Yeah,
sad.
right.
I couldn't take it. It was like, turn it It was so bad. Okay, so I'm going to let you read the warm-up.
Warm up. Oh, the greatest leader is not necessarily the one who does the greatest things. He's the one that gets the people to do the greatest things. Oh, wow.
That's deep.
Yeah. The key to successful leadership is influence, not authority. Ooh.
Another deep
There is
one.
a. Yeah. There is a difference between being a leader and being a boss. Both are based on authority. A boss demands blind
Obedience.
obedience. A leader earns his authority through understanding and trust.
Very good. Now, which one do you like the best?
First one.
The first one?
Yeah.
You are the first student that has said that.
Really?
Yes, I have
Okay
never.
then, yeah. What else people say what?
No, you guess which one that all every single student picked. Guess which one?
Third one?
Yes, the third one.
Oh.
Every single student picked the third one. They did. Yeah,
Wow. What
you're.
about you?
I have always said, okay, ever since I was a little girl, I have always said that there is a difference between being a boss and being bossy.
Bossy?
Bossy, yeah.
Ooh.
So if you're bossy, you just run around going. But if you are the boss, then you're the boss. You know what I'm saying? So, I've always liked that saying, and I've always said that there's a difference between being a boss and being bossy. When you're just
Okay.
being bossy, you're just being bossy, but when you're the boss, you don't have to run around showing off. Yeah.
Wow.
So, why do you like the first one? Do you just like Ronald Reagan?
I don't know. But it was impressed that he's the one that gets the people to do the greatest things, and I agree with that.
Good. And what do you think the third one means, kind of?
This is kind of good. Yeah, but yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah, so. Yeah, so this is the reason why I said the first one is better to me.
Okay. I like them all. They're all really good say like they're all really good quotes. But
Yeah.
And I like it, the one that says the key to successful leadership is influence, not authority. So you can influence somebody by showing them what a good leader you are instead of being like bossy over them or authoritative. You can just show that you're a successful person without being mean. Yeah, I've had a bad day.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so negative today. You'll just have to overlook me.
It's okay.
I had such a bad day, and I'm just like dogging everything today. I'm just like, I hate everything, so. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We have to think about Russell's cuteness.
Yes, he is so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do on number two. Tell me all of the positive personality traits.
Okay. Courageous
Very good, yes.
and empathetic.
Empathetic.
Empathetic,
Perfect,
okay,
yes.
and flexible,
Flexible, yes.
likable,
Yes.
self-assured,
Very good.
self-centered.
No.
What is self-centered?
Self-centered when you walk around and you're like, everything is about me. Everything is about, I'm important.
Oh.
I'm the important one. You don't matter. Yes.
Okay.
The world revolves around me. That is self-centered.
Ah.
Yes. I'll write that one down for you. Self-centered. That will
Centered.
be my vocabulary word. Self-centered.
Okay.
Did I spell that right? R-E-D. Self-centered. Yeah, I did. Okay. Okay. So, did we get all of them?
Yep. We picked all of the positive words.
Okay, now go back through and find all the negative ones.
Okay. Arrogant,
Yes.
competent, competent.
When you're competent, that means that you are able to get things done. So I'm going to write that one down for you. Compet. Oh man, my pen just quit. It's a brand new pen.
Think about Russell.
Cannot believe I just bought this pen. It's brand new. I've only used it like for 2 minutes and it's already broken. I'm gonna have to think about Russell. What did I say I was gonna write? I already forgot. Competent. Gosh, what a day. What a day. It has just been bad all day. Like, I'm gonna pull my hair out. Okay. So, competent. That'll be another vocabulary word. Vocabulary words. Okay.
And controlling.
Controlling. Yeah, we don't like controlling people. They suck. Okay. What else can you find?
Dismissive.
Definitely.
And indecisive.
That's definitely a bad word. Yes.
And stubborn.
Stubborn, definitely. Do you know what indecisive means?
No.
Ah, if you don't know what a word means, let me know so that I can give it to
Okay.
you for your vocabulary. Indecisive means you can never make up your mind about anything. You're indecisive. It's like, oh, do I like pink or purple? Should we paint the wall pink? Should it be purple? I just don't know. I'm indecisive.
Wow.
Yeah. How
Oh,
annoying
sorry.
is that? Can you
Yeah,
imagine
right.
having a manager that did not know what they wanted?
Oh.
That would be bad.
Yeah, right.
Indecisive. Okay. All right. Perfect job on that. Now, what makes
Okay.
a good manager? You're going to read an article about what makes a good manager. Choose the correct heading for each paragraph on the next page. I hate this. Ugh. Because they're so close. The answers are so close. It's hard to they try to trick you, and I don't think they should. Let me see here. Yeah, I don't like trickery. I just feel like they should just, is this management verbs? Let me look here. What is this? This is number three. So that's four, three. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's get into the trickery. So, read number one. What makes a good manager?
Many bad managers think that their team should do all the boring jobs. Getting involved with your team on more mundane?
Mundane. Mundane.
Mundane?
Mundane means boring.
A boring task for important project is the difference between a boss and a leader. The understanding that failure badly reflects on both the team and the manager is key, which is why many managers step in to help out.
Okay, so go back up there. That's what I said. Which wonder which one it is? I just don't know.
I understood. I absolutely understood why you say it like that.
It's like I'm just like, what? So versus You see what I'm saying? I'm like, I
Okay,
don't
what
know.
about this? They find time for less serious things.
No. That's wrong. This is wrong. It's wrong. That's what I'm saying. It's really hard. Okay, so, ow. Ah, how about, I forgot to mark this. Hang on one second, okay? So look at the words. Look for the keywords, okay? So, getting involved with your team on the more mundane tasks. So let's go back up here and see what we can find. So find a statement that has the word like tasks in it.
Oh, they aren't afraid to do certain tasks?
Perfect. Yes.
Why?
Yeah, see what I'm saying? It's very, very tricky. Very tricky. Okay, now do number two, and let's see what you can come up with there.
Okay. Good managers
Oh.
are not scared to stand their ground when defending their staff members' ideas and efforts to directors. However, a good manager won't always take your side. They are upfront and honest when they need to be about feedback from executives.
Okay, so a good manager will not always take your side, but they.
Give credit?
No.
No.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, but they'll stand their ground and they're
They back up
upfront.
their team?
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like this one at all. It's so confusing. Okay, so and number three.
A good manager will remember that their team is made up of people who are Striving?
Do you understand what that word means?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
And striving to reach their own personal goals as well as those of the company and team. They will make it a priority to meet with every person on their team to find out their strength and figure out how to work on their weaknesses. Okay.
So, if they're going to figure out this.
They want you to succeed both as an individual and as part of a team.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, number four.
Meeting your team's goals isn't always easy, so playing it safe sometimes seems like the best option. Managers should set an example by being bold and experimenting. Of course, even managers fail at some point, but making mistakes is part of the process of learning and growing as a team.
Very good. Ah, what do you think this one is?
They aren't afraid to do certain tasks.
Where do you see that?
Or they take risks.
Perfect. Yes, they take risks. Do you see? It's very close.
Yeah, and very tricky.
Tricky. Very tricky. Because even I mean, I speak fluent English and I'm like, what? Why? I don't understand why. Okay, but all right, I'll accept it and go on.
Okay, let's think about Russell again.
Russell, I love you, Russell. Russell is my friend. We'll just concentrate on Russell and everything in the world will be okay.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Love you, Russell. That's gonna be my new statement. I love you, Russell. Anytime anything goes wrong, Russell makes my heart beat faster. Oh my goodness, that's so funny. Okay, number five.
Managers understand that you can always agree to do everything, even if it will annoy a few people. This also applies to requests that managers think their team shouldn't have to deal with. They say no.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
And the next one.
If you learn how to be a better manager, it will encourage the members of your team to be better collaborators. Collaboration improves communication and workplace productivity. Finding ways to boost collaboration, such as brainstorming sessions and team building, will increase morale and levels of innovation. Right? Moral.
Morale.
Moral.
Morale.
Moral.
Just try one more time.
Okay.
Morale.
Moral.
Yes. That is a very way. Do you know what morale means?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So, what do you think that number one, that number is?
They encourage employees to work together.
Yes. Perfect.
Ooh.
Perfect. Okay, and the next one? This one's easy. I like this one because it said cupcakes.
A good manager will acknowledge when a team member works hard. This doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of a bonus or a promotion, but smaller gestures can show their appreciation. A small party, cupcakes delivered to the office, or a simple thank you email will all show that you recognize your team's or an individual's excellent performers. Okay, this is they give credit when it's deserved.
Yes, high five.
Yeah, you can
Boop.
change they give cupcakes when it's deserved.
I want some cupcakes right now because I've had a bad day and I deserve a cupcake. Okay, let's see. Number eight. I like this
Good
one
managers
too.
always take time out from being a great leader to have a little fun. Quiz evenings, lunches, and nice restaurants and treasure hunts are great entertaining ways to keep things on the lighter side. Ooh. This is they back up their
No,
team.
no,
No!
no. You already said that one.
Oh, they find time for less serious things.
Very good,
Yay!
very good, very good. Okay, so we have number, what, let's see what time it is. Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
Oh I expected that to say like 10 minutes or something like that.
No.
Okay, so we will continue number four on Friday.
Friday, yeah, right.
It's so confusing for me because today is Tuesday here.
Tuesday to you.
Oh,
Let's see
yes.
on Friday night. I
Yes.
Thursday night.
My Thursday, your Friday. Yes.
Yeah, my Friday morning, your Thursday
And
night.
I think that Novea will be back home from her concert.
Oh, then yeah, girls' night.
Yeah, we always have girls' night. We love Novea. So I will see you on my Thursday, your Friday.
Yeah, right.
Okay, have a good one. High five.
Yep.
Boop, boop, boop.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.